Our guest at the cafe this morning, well, we're going to have several, but I'll first introduce Dr. John Bilotti with the Commerce Community Action Program. John, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
And great, and we've got a number of things to talk about in a short amount of time, so introduce the folks you've brought with you today.
Well, I found out a long time ago that if you want to get things done, have ladies close to you. So I brought two with me right now that are very instrumental in helping CCAP progress as it has over the last few years. I brought Jerry Johnson, who will be talking to us about a bus trip CCAP is planning to Choctaw, and Debbie Patterson, who will be talking about the We Care Fair that's coming up.
Great. Both of you, good morning, and thanks
for being with us.
We're going to talk about the bus trip first, and CCAP has done this a number of years to Jefferson at Christmas time, very successfully.
Yes.
So is this the first bus trip that you've had other than Jefferson?
No, we went to the Arboretum last year,
and
Dallas. It was huge.
Yeah. So now this is a trip coming up on Wednesday, March 18th, to the Choctaw Casino and Resort in Durant.
It is.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit.
If you haven't been to Choctaw in Durant, you need to go. If you don't gamble, it's okay. Just go with us. People watch. Have something to eat. They have great restaurants. Yeah. It's going to be a fun-filled day. And the cost is only $10. Mm. That pays for the bus. You have to take your own money to gamble and your own money to eat. If you're a new player, you can get a member's card at Choctaw, and you get $10 worth of free play on the card and a 10% discount at Butterfield's Buffet.
Okay. John, is this just for fun, or is this a fundraiser for CCAP?
Both.
Okay.
We are using it as a fundraiser, but it's also for fun for the community. We've, over the years, as Sherry can comment, we've had people that have talked about, we've in other areas have taken buses to casinos, and have been really rewarding, and we've had a lot of good feedback on that, so we thought we'd try it.
Okay, good. So they're going to meet the people who take this trip. We'll meet at your establishment. Sherry's the general manager of the Magnuson Hotel in Commerce.
We are going to meet the Commerce Group. We'll meet at the Magnuson Hotel at 8 o'clock that morning, and then the Greenville folks will meet at the Senior Resource Center, which the buses that we're going to travel on are part of the connection. So the Senior Resource Center is sponsoring the bus travel, and those are great buses.
So that's the public transportation organization.
That is.
Okay, good.
That
so
is.
Again, this is Wednesday, March 18th, and they're picking up in Commerce at 8 and in Greenville at 8:30.
If you want to go with us, you need to call and make a reservation. And the number is 903-468-2659. And we will be collecting your $10 as you board the bus. So if you call and make a reservation, then we're counting on you to go with us.
Okay. And I see the deadline for that is March 12th.
Yes.
To make a reservation.
Yes.
Okay, good. We are talking with Sherry Johnson, who's the general manager of the Magnuson and Commerce. Also, Debbie Patterson, we're about to talk to, and Dr. John Bilotti. Collectively, they are all with Commerce Community Action Program, or CCAP. Now, let's talk about the We Care Fair.
Yes.
It's still a ways off, Saturday, April 25th, but this is something you've done now for a few years.
That's right. This is our third year.
Uh-huh. So that's in downtown Commerce, and it'll take place during the Bodart Car Show.
That's right.
Yeah. So what's We Care Fair about?
So the We Care Fair is actually a resource fair. We really wanted to bring the organizations that serve the commerce community and provide services to the commerce community. We wanted to bring them together in one area where citizens can just come through. They can collect information on what's out there that's beneficial for their needs or the needs of someone they know, maybe a neighbor, maybe a loved one. But it's also a wonderful opportunity for the organizations to maybe find people that want to volunteer. There are many people in our community that would like to volunteer in a, you know, resourceful area and help people. Mm-hmm. So last year we had 27 resource organizations come and set up, and we had six churches. I'm a huge proponent of getting the churches involved, yeah, too, because they're a great asset to our community and helping to meet the needs.
Are you signing organizations up now for this?
Yes, we are.
So how do they, yes, contact you?
They can contact me at 903-217-2593.
Say it again.
903-217-2593.
Okay, and again, that's Saturday, April 25th. We'll have you and maybe somebody else back between, right, now and then to talk about that. Okay. John, very quickly, a community garden is getting started again, located behind the First United Methodist Church of Commerce.
And if you're interested in getting a, it would be a 4-foot by 12-foot garden plot. There's 42 available. Contact Leslie Lay at 903-886-1515, and that number once again, 903-886-1515. It's $40 for the whole year, and the water is available.
And you can do your own gardening.
Do your own gardening. Yep. It's not enough maybe to save your family, but it'd be a nice hobby, and you can get some treats for supper.
Well, and give some of that produce away to people that might appreciate it.
And Leslie will help with techniques for canning and preserving as well.
Oh, good. By the way, CCAP has a Facebook page, right? So that might be a good place to go to kind of look for things in general that you all are doing.
Yes, sir.
All right, good. So John Bellotti, Sherry Johnson, Debbie Patterson, thanks for having a cup of coffee
with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your story of the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.